Good morning. We are continuing with our discussion of the reasons why we cover the challah. Why do we cover our lechem mishnah on Shabbos in Yantav? And we've seen so far that there are five separate reasons why we cover the challah. Number one, the Shi'ilta says it's to show that everything that we are about to have for Shabbos is liyakra de Shabbos, is to show that everything was prepared specially for Shabbos. In other words, we are going from Chol, a weekday, to Shabbos, and everything that we have at our Su'uda on Friday night, we want to show that it is for covered Shabbos. Number two, the Tosva says that it's Zeichel Laman, just like Laman was covered with dew in the Midbar, so too we cover our Lechem Mishnah. Reason number three says the Or Chos Chaim, in order that we don't need to say Kiddush on the bread. In other words, if the wine was not covered, we would have the wine and the bread in front of us. The Kedima on the Bracha would be on the bread, so we would have to say Kiddush on the challah. Accordingly, we cover the challah so we can say Kiddush on the wine. That's number three. Number four, in order to not embarrass the bread by choosing the wine over it, so we cover up the bread. And number five, the Maram Chalava says, in order to show that we are being koveya this Seud, especially Shabbos and Yontif, on wine, not like the rest of the week. So today we are going to start discussing the nafkaminas, the halachic ramifications, based on these five different reasons, because they may dictate different results based on different questions in halacha. For example, our first nafkamina is this concept of covering the challah. Is it only relevant and required on Friday night? Or how about our Seuda Shabbos morning? Do we also have to cover the challah? So it goes like this when it comes to the first reason that everything here is liyakra de Shabsa, that would dictate that we only have to cover for the Friday night meal, but we do not need to cover for the Seuda during the day on Shabbos. We wouldn't have to cover Shabbos morning. We come home, we have Lechem Mishnah, we say Kiddush. We don't have to cover the Lechem Mishnah, because that concept of showing everything here is for the covered Shabbos, that's when we're going from Chol to Shabbos. We want to make that distinction, showing that was for Chol, that was less special. Now we're having this really special meal, and we cover everything, say Kiddush, Mekadesh Shabbos, and we uncover everything. So based on reason number one, we would only have to cover at night, not in the day. However, based on all of the other reasons, we would have to cover not only at night, but day as well. For example, Zecher Laman, the second reason, also the Zecher Laman, we would have to cover it in the day meal. And also, so we don't have to say the bracha first on the bread rather than on the wine if we cover the bread. So we have to cover the bread also because we're saying Kiddush. That's reason number three. Reason number four, to not embarrass the pas, to not embarrass the lechem mishnah because we're saying Kiddush on the wine. And number five, to show that this meal is nikbas, that we are saying it on wine, the maram chalawa, that would apply not only at night, but the day as well. And in fact, where the Mordechai discusses this issue of the need to cover the challah when it comes to the meal at night, he cites reason number one, Yakra de Shabsa, that's why we have to cover at night, but he gives a different reason for the Su'uda during the day. He says the reason for that is number four, in order to not embarrass the bread. And in fact, it's interesting to note the Sefer Nemukei Or HaChaim, it's written by the Munkat Sharav. He brings that there's an interesting machlokes between Maharam Menachem Mendel Mimirnov, who was of the view that during the day meal on Shabbos, the challahs actually have to be uncovered. Not covered, use requirement to uncover it. That's Alpi Kabbalah, but the Chozeh Milublin disagrees that during the day meal they have to be covered just like at night. Apparently, to say the first opinion that they don't have to be covered, it only applies at nighttime, not in the daytime, would be based on our first reason, the Shi'iltos of the Yakra de Shabtza. So that's why Rav Menachem Mendel Mimirnov says that doesn't apply at the day meal, only at the night meal. And accordingly, he says that the Kabbalah would dictate we leave our challahs uncovered. In any case, we see this machlokes when it comes to the Shabbos meal, and the Munkat Sharav in the Mukei Or HaChaim says that their minhag avosav, their ancestors' minhag, was to do part and part, to cover part of the challahs and uncover, reveal part of the challahs in order to fulfill both of those opinions. Okay, so that's when it comes to Shabbos day, that according to the first reason, we would not have to cover. According to the rest of the reasons, we would have to cover. Obviously, the minhag olam is to cover the challah during the Shabbos meal as well. However, next nafkamina, how about Seuda Shlishis, the third meal where we paskin, that's the accepted minhag, that we don't have Kiddush at Seuda Shlishis. So that will have a ramification for us. So do we have to cover the challah for Seuda Shlishis? So it goes like this, according to the second reason, Zecher Laman, that would apply as well to Seuda Shlishis, that we would have to cover the challah. Just like Friday night and just like Shabbos morning comes to the Shlishis, we would cover the challah. However, based on all the other reasons, the Yakra de Shabsa, the first reason to show everything, we're going from Chol to Shabbos, would not apply. And 3, 4, and 5, we don't have Kiddush, where we wouldn't have to say the bracha on the bread. Instead, if they weren't uncovered, we're not going to be embarrassing the bread. We don't have to show that the suda, we're being kovea it on wine. None of that would apply. So only based on reason number two, when it comes to suda shlishis, would we have to cover the bread. It's interesting to note that the Ben Ish Chai, when he discusses this, he says when it comes to suda shlishis, we should cover it. Based on reason number two, Zecher Laman, as we explained, that applies for Seuda Shlishis also. But he's of the view that even according to reason number one, Yakra Deshabsa, that also dictates covering the challah on Seuda Shlishis as well. Many disagree with that. Many poskim are of the view that Yakra Deshabta, the first reason, applies only Friday night, not the Seuda in the day or Seuda Shlishis. But nonetheless, the Ben Ish Chai held that we should cover Seuda Shlishis based on reason number one and reason number two. Nonetheless, the Orach HaShulchan paskins in two places. One, he says, Ein darkeinu lechasot hapas b'Seuda Shlishis. It is not our way. It's not our minhag to cover the bread for Seuda Shlishis. And then he says in another place that it apparently the main reason we cover the challah is because of boshes, to not embarrass the bread when we would say Kiddush on the wine instead of the bread. That's reason number four. And he brings a proof. How does he know that we paskin that reason, boshes? That's the main reason that we cover the challah. Viraya dis b'Seuda Shlishis. Ein mechasim apasta. Proof is because when it comes to the shlishis, where that boshes reason doesn't apply because there's no kiddush, our minhag is to not cover the challah. So in the end of the day, when it comes to the suda of the yom, the minhag olam is to cover the challah. And when it comes to suda shlishis, there are indeed different minhagim, whether we cover or not. Have a wonderful day.